Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm in Long Beach, California right now, but we're taping the show because of our travel schedule. And already looking ahead past Long Beach, and that's why I have Steve Delavera from Lauderdale by the Sea on Scuba Radio right now. Steve, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Greg. How are you?
I am good. So, you know, we're doing a dive show out on the left coast, but as soon as I get back, we are focused on the bugs. It's bugfestbythesea.com's website to go to and spend some time with us down there at Lauderdale by the Sea. You know, we're going to have the Scuba Cowboy, our Scuba Radio Mermaids. We're talking about having a mermaid reunion. Walt DeMartini, the whole crew, everybody who's anybody in diving is going to be down there celebrating the Florida spiny lobster. But actually, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend in your neck of the woods. Actually, tomorrow, they're supposed to sink that Easter Island artificial reef thing down there. We'll see how the weather holds and find out about that next week for sure. But that's real close to where you guys are in Lauderdale by the Sea in South Florida. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, that's very, very close. I mean, right now, Lauderdale by the Sea is sort of halfway between, you know, the two main inlets, the Hillsborough Inlet and Port Everglades Inlet. But Deerfield Beach is only maybe about 15 minutes north of here on A1A, and, you can take any dive boats out of Deerfield or Pompano, and they'll take you up to that, that new Easter Island reef, which we think is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it looks pretty wild. And I know Chiefy, our lobster guy in the know, who also is a part of Bugfest, he's involved in this thing as well. And once again, we'll get the whole lowdown next week for sure on the show. But I would imagine it's creating quite a buzz there in the local area, even for you guys here at Lauderdale by the Sea, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're all very excited about it. And as I mentioned earlier in talking to other people, you know, anything that any of the cities and dive shops can do to promote diving in Broward County is good for everybody. Because you can come down, stay in Lauderdale by the Sea, and hop on a boat and check out the Easter Island reef off of Deerfield. Everything's very, very close down here in terms of going diving. And the great thing about Broward County diving is that, you know, once you're out the inlet, the reefs are literally just minutes away.
Yes, you know? And not only that, Lauderdale by the Sea, though, has spectacular beach diving. So it is great place.
Yeah, we have some great beach diving. As a matter of fact, the Florida legislature this year, I think it was last month, adopted a ceremonial resolution highlighting all the great diving in Lauderdale by the Sea, from our Copenhagen wreck, which is on the National Register of Historic Places, to the beach diving, to the Bugfest event. So we're real excited about that. It's going to be a ceremony sometime in July where we're going to get that from the state.
Excellent. Well, Bugfest by the Sea is at, last Wednesday, Thursday, or really that whole last week of July. You get all the information at bugfestbythesea.com.
Right.
But you know, whether it's that Easter Island artificial reef they're sinking here tomorrow in the area, or some of the other stuff that you guys have, you know, you have like a little snorkel park right there by Commercial Pier, right?
Yeah. We've got the small snorkel trail right off. In fact, I'm going diving tomorrow with Steve Waters from the Sun Sentinel.
Yeah.
We're going to be diving off the Natura Avenue portal on a beach dive. We've got the snorkel trail. We've got our little BioRock artificial reef project. And we're talking about some other projects coming up in the near future, too. So we're always trying to do stuff to enhance the diving down here.
Yeah, well, the snorkel park right on the – well, it's on the south side of Commercial Pier, if I remember correctly.
Right.
And last time we were down there, you know, I was with Bubble Boy and CJ, and we came across the cannons – But what else is part of that little snorkel site you guys have down there? What other kind of little things down there? There's a bunch of little items that you can go and explore as a snorkeler or diver. Isn't that right?
Yeah, yeah. There's the snorkel. There's the cannons. There's a there's a small ballast pile that's there. And I think there's an anchor, a replica of an anchor that's there as well. But then once you get out to a little bit deeper, well, deeper, 15 feet, you come across some reef area and there's lots of fish, and we've got our BioRock artificial reef project. So, but beach diving is it's a great way to, it's an inexpensive way to just explore the ocean, and you can catch bugs during lobster season. And, yeah. Some of the divers, I said, you know, they'll go on half a mile to the second reef and come back in. So, you can cover a lot of ground. Yeah. Making the beach dive.
Well, you can. It's interesting where it's sheltered some way in that part of the South Florida, and just the water can be just crystal clear, like you're in the Bahamas or some place deep in the Caribbean, and it's like diving air. It's just amazing visibility of what you can get there at Lauderdale by the Sea. It's very unique in that regard. Now, this BioRock thing you mentioned, though, now what is that exactly? Is that kind of like a coral restoration type of thing going on? Or what?
Well, no, actually, we just, the town just entered into a project with Nova Southeast University to do a staghorn coral restoration project.
Yeah.
And that started a couple of months ago, and that's going to be going on later on in November, December, then also next year. But the BioRock project basically started a few years ago. It's basically like a steel rebar structure, sort of shaped like a Quonset hut, and it's put down in about 12 feet of water, and two solar panels feed a low-level line of electricity to it, and the electricity helps stimulate the coral growth, and the coral grows a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. We've attached some of the corals that have you know broken off that would normally die. We've attached them to that rebar structure to try and help and save them, and see if we can spur the coral growth.
So it's like a Frankenstein coral growth thing. It's alive. Because
exactly, exactly.
That's interesting. Do they use that with the coral restoration with the staghorn as well? Do they use electricity
a totally separate project. Yeah. I think Nova picked out three spots off of the town to plant. We're planting about 2,000 staghorn corals off of Lauderdale by the Sea this year and next year, and that's going to be interesting to see how that stuff develops. For some reason, I think it's because we're situated in a really good area in terms of water quality. We have a lot of natural growing staghorn, you know, off the town.
Right.
And staghorn, as you know, is one of the fastest growing corals. And, well, you know, 5,000 years ago, we have staghorn and elkhorn were the two main reef building corals. They're really responsible for all the reefs we have in South Florida today.
Exactly. And it's very cool to look at as well. It's a very
aesthetic. Yeah, and it's great for juvenile fish. We can really see, all the fish, they love that staghorn because there's lots of places to hide from predators.
Yeah. Well, I'm still kind of, focused on this electricity thing or the solar panels. What is it about the electricity and the rebar that attracts the coral growth on the BioRock? Do you know, or is it just some kind of scientist thing?
The electricity stimulates the coral growth. It makes it grow a little bit faster. That's okay. The idea behind that project. It was approved several years ago by a former town commission, and so we had the legacy today, which is the project, and it's an ongoing thing, and it's interesting to look at when you go out there. I'll be seeing it tomorrow when I go diving.
Interesting. So, I mean, the lobsters like it too, you think? I mean,
it's not so great for lobster habitat because the spaces between the rebar is too wide. They can easily get in and out of there, but nearby, you'll find some bugs for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like an electric fence or anything for the divers if they touch it.
No. You're not, you can put your hand on it, and you're not going to get a shock or anything.
Oh,
it's such
darn.
A low level.
See, that would be great. That'd be a great gag to play on your dive buddy. You go down there, hey, man, check this out. Touch this. You know?
Exactly.
That may just be me, Steve. You hear what I'm saying?
I understand, Greg.
So are you guys excited about Bugfest this year? It's going to be bigger
and
better.
We are super excited. We're giving away $1,000 among the other prizes to the dive buddy team that catches the 12 biggest bugs on mini season opening day.
Okay, is that going to be doing
it? Team 3-4 does not matter, but so you don't have to catch the biggest bug to win money. Just if you catch, you know, a good number of good sized ones, you might win some cash.
So it'll be like pounds. How many? Like if you catch your limit of 12 lobsters per diver, you'd have 24 lobster. and you would weigh them. So it'll be the team with the most pounds of lobster will win.
Well, I just go diving. You catch 36 lobster. Bring them all in. You get a raffle ticket for each lobster you enter in the contest.
Yeah.
But the 12 biggest ones, that'll be the $1,000 prize for the 12 heaviest lobsters.
Okay.
On opening day for that buddy team. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, I'm gonna have to get in on some of this action, or I have to be a chef, cook, or judge or something.
Yeah. You're gonna judge for a thing in the show, right?
Yes. Oh yeah. That involves eating lobster, so I'm in. Definitely, I'm in for that Thursday evening on the second day of lobster season. And of course, we got a lot of other festivities planned, including a broadcast on August 1st there from Lauderdale by the Sea. BugFestByTheSea.com is the website to get all the details. Steve, thank you so much. Appreciate the update, my friend.
Hey, Greg, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including my twisted tribute to Sharknado 3. You've been warned.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The sky is looking cloudy. You can hardly see the sun. I'll stand my ground, but you wusses better run.
Ain't afraid of Sharknado.
My two-blade chainsaw on my left hand, a dagger in the right. Fins are falling from the sky, and that's a crazy sight.
Ain't afraid of Sharknado.
Some of these huge bastards are bigger than most cars. But I'll take my bumps and bruises, because chicks dig the scars.
Ain't afraid of Sharknado.
Maybe they'll swallow me whole. Oh, wouldn't that be some fun? But that was a piece of cake. Did you see Sharknado 1?
Ain't afraid of Sharknado.
What? Whoa, whoa. Oh, you want a piece of me? Come on, bring it! Bring it! Uh-oh. Oh! Oh, shit. Come on! Who's your daddy now? Scene, and that is we're sorry for that,
I'm in shark and awe.
Yes, well, Pete from Scuba Board joins us for his review of our Sharknado song.
So shark in awe.
You give it two fins up or what? Or no,
I'm not so sure about that.
Shark in awe. Yeah, so Pete from Scuba Board is already in California for the scuba show, and as we record the
righteous
show,
dude.
Yeah. Okay, you're just getting into the groove there, trying to channel the mood, man. Like, yeah, I'm on the left
for sure,
man. Yeah. Feeling groovy, are you? Yeah, you're liking the weather out there on the left coast, though. It's cooler than what we're used to in Florida, which is nice, isn't it?
And drier.
Yeah, and drier, sure.
And you know what it lacks, though?
What does it lack?
No mosquitoes. No freaking mosquitoes.
Yeah. Well, you're down in the Keys, and yeah, that's a mosquito breeding nightmare down there right now. I don't know. In Orlando, where we're based out of, the mosquitoes haven't been so bad lately. But
rub it in.
Yeah. Well, exactly. So it's not been awful here in Orlando. But yeah, it'll be nice to head out to Long Beach for the weekend. I mean, it gets down to about 60s in the evening and like 75 during the day. So that's a nice cool off period for us Florida folk for sure.
It actually gets up to 82 during the day, 84.
Yeah. No, what about the diving?
But the nights are just perfect.
Well, what about the diving?
I haven't been diving.
You haven't done any diving?
No.
You haven't head over to Catalina Island yet or anything, huh?
No, dude, I'm almost dived out. We just got back from the Socorros, where I was truly in shark and awe.
Yes, really. And explain. That's out there, the Baja Peninsula down there south, right?
It is, south and west of it. And you got to paddle a lot to get out there.
Okay.
We got on the boat, the Bellamy, the Nautilus Bellamy, and went for a full day, 24 hours of steaming to get to the islands.
Interesting.
And you talk about the megafauna. We had mantas. The first dive, we had mantas. We had mantas buzzing us every dive. We're at one place called Roca Partida, which means the split rock, and I think I had 300 sharks, four different species. I mean, it was amazing.
Interesting. All right, and this was a liveaboard trip for an entire week, and you're pampered till your heart's content, and now you're spoiled rotten, is what you're saying?
Well, I was, and you know what? The whole boat was apologizing because a lot of their stuff that they want to have on the boat is still impounded by the import people there, and they won't let them have stuff like their couches, their Nitrox system, and whatever. So, I mean, they're apologizing about it not being ready, and it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. I had a great time. Elena had a great time.
Yeah.
And the diving was just off the wall, literally, because we were on walls almost the whole time.
Well, there you go. Well, what kind of conditions are we talking about? Visibility, water temp, that kind of thing?
Visibility never got over 150 feet, I would say. Water temp, I dove without a wetsuit the entire time. I think it was 76-ish.
Okay.
So, most of the people wore wetsuits, mind you, but three of us did not, and I never got cold. It was there was no dive that was the same dive twice over. We did see mantas just about on every dive, but other than that, we had rock caves that were formed by rocks falling on each other.
Yeah.
That was really cool. It was just awesome. But again, mega dives. Now, I thought we had a lot of lobsters in the Keys.
Yeah.
Holy cow. These guys have fields of lobsters.
Really? So you just saw the antenna all over the place.
Oh, yeah. And these guys weren't afraid to come out because they knew that we were in a protected zone. The Mexicans keep this a 12-mile protected zone around the islands.
Yeah.
So they can't fish. They can't take anything. I mean, we saw one cave that was filled with 20 lobzillas, 2-foot-long lobsters with antenna that looked like baseball bats swinging at us.
Nice. Now, are the Socorro Islands like Guadalupe and remote like that, or is this a developed area or what? What are we talking about exactly?
Incredibly remote. There's a couple of, I think there's a Navy base on the island.
Yeah.
And
uninhabited.
Yeah. It's uninhabited. Okay, it's like Guadalupe. You've been to Guadalupe where they have the great...
I have not been to Guadalupe.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, I've been to a place...
No, Elena has.
Okay, so...
Elena has been there. In fact, she was on one of the boats running down there for a while, but I have not been to Guadalupe.
All right, well, that's how I had a picture in my mind, that Socorro Islands were like, similar to like diving the island of Guadalupe, where the great whites are hanging. But did you see any big sharks like that? You see any great whites or no?
No, all I saw were hammerheads, Galapagos, whitefin, silkies. In fact, we snorkeled with the silkies at night, and the silver tips.
No, wait, what was that? You went on a night snorkel trip with sharks.
Well, you know how people chum for sharks?
Yeah.
We chumped for sharks. We put chumps in the water.
Oh, okay. Of course. Yeah.
And lights would go, here, sharky, sharky, sharky. And I've got video of it. It's hilarious. You know, these sharks are swimming around and, you know, hey, there's a person over here, you know?
Well, that's what I was going to say. A night snorkel in a remote place like that where there's a lot of sharks does not sound like a ideal type of scenario that it would make even me a little bit nervous. But you're saying it wasn't like that at all, or what?
Well, I didn't actually get in the water, but those who did had a good time.
Interesting. And I'm assuming they had balls of steel is what you're alluding to, right?
Even the women.
Okay. That sounds like a very colorful group.
It was great. We just, you know, they had the lights on. The sharks were coming around. They weren't aggressive at all. This is the first time they tried it. So if we came out with a missing digit or an appendage, you know, that'd probably stop it.
Yeah.
But we had a good time. The sharks never got aggressive. They're swimming around looking for little stuff. You know, I mean, sharks aren't out after people like your Sharknado.
Right.
Sharks are.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Well, they're also not getting sucked up by tornadoes and dropped on people's heads either. But
or being cut apart from the inside out by, you know, chainsaw.
Well, by me. Yeah, that was me, by the way.
By you, yeah. With the chainsaw. Exactly.
Yeah, that's just what.
But
you know.
and then not to brag, but after the scuba show, we're headed to day diving in the Mexico and then Cozumel for a week.
Ah, okay. Well, no, that does sound like bragging to me. But
and then we're off on the MV's free for a week. How about that? Even
all
more
right.
Bragging.
All right. That's just what we do as divers when we can.
You
all
gotta
right.
Love it.
Yes. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Pete from Scuba Board is with me. He is actually out on the left coast. That's where I am actually too as we speak, but we're recording this earlier in the week because of our travel schedule. So he's already there preparing.
This isn't live?
No, you are in the future.
This isn't live?
Well, if it's not live, it's, who knows?
Memorex?
Yeah, something like that. Well, you really dated yourself now. All right.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
hey.
He's at the Long Beach Convention Center for the scuba show. And I don't know, what are you looking forward to this year to see at the show? I think it's going to be a great show, by the way. What's your vibe?
You know, it's always a great show. California is the genesis of diving in America, no matter how you want to cut it, okay? It's really where diving got a stronghold in the U.S. A lot of our the scuba manufacturers are right here in this area, so we always have a huge presence from the manufacturers at the show.
Yeah.
As well as a lot of travel. I mean, what's not to like?
It is. You know, hanging out in the Long Beach area, too, is just a neat little waterfront, cool place. You got the Queen Mary right there next to the convention center and all the waterfront cafes, the Yard House that has like 100, you know, types of beers on tap.
Yeah, bazillion.
Yeah. And the, you know, the divers, being that we're not diving and just talking about it, have a tendency to, you know, they can kill a yard or two. You hear what I'm saying?
I do, dude.
Makes for a very colorful event in the evening on Saturday and even Sunday night.
Speaking of colorful,
yeah,
we get to meet Gene Roddenberry every year.
Absolutely. Well, Rod Roddenberry, you mean, not Gene.
Yeah, well, his grandson.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's his son. It's not his grandson. It's his son. We had Rod on last week, and so we're going to be hanging with him for the party on Saturday night. You'll hear all about that next week. So you'll be there, though, right?
I have been invited to three parties so far, so which one I will turn up will remain to be seen.
There. You know, he's already into this whole Hollywood kind of lifestyle, being he's out there.
Got my shades on, man.
Yeah. All right. Were you in Sharknado 3, by the way?
No, but you were.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now who's the man? Well, I guess I'm still not the man, but whatever.
You had a bit part.
Very small.
Yeah, but a bit part.
Yeah, I got it. I was trying to ignore it.
Double entendre.
Yeah. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's you I'm jealous of. How did you end up this way? She says she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. She said she heard this show, it almost blew her mind, called Scuba Radio, the first show of its kind. She says she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. Woo! She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know we are so glad.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we're going to check in with the Florida Keys and my treasure hunter go-to guy, and that would be Captain Carl Fismer, who is on Scuba Radio right now via phone. How are you, Carl? Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Greg. I'm doing just fine. It's another beautiful day down here in paradise.
Very nice. Now, I know you're based in the Florida Keys, but you hunt for treasure. That's your thing, and you got another adventure on your plate that you're getting ready to head out to right now. Is that the case, or what?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm getting all the boat equipment ready to go. We're going to Fort Pierce, and as everybody should know, that's the home of the 1715 Spanish treasure fleet. And this year, big hoop-de-doo, it's the 300th anniversary. So all summer long, we'll be having parties and celebrations. I actually got to have lunch with the mayor of Fort Pierce, nice lady, and she wanted me to personally invite, on her name, her behalf, everybody that has a metal detector to come down and hit the beaches at Fort Pierce, because there's been more coins and artifacts recovered there than any other beaches in the world.
Wow. Now, and is that one of the only places where you can still do that? Because other cities have kind of made it, like if you find stuff on the beach, you got to give them half or something, or am I mixed up a little bit? What's going on?
No, you're hitting it right on. Let me tell you something. Every day, the metal detector people lose more ground. Somewhere right now, some committee is passing an off limits in this particular wherever against metal detecting. But the mayor of Fort Pierce says it's legal. She'd love to have you. So come on down.
Okay. Well, how does that apply to diving? Can you go into the water, or is that a whole different can of worms and you have to have a special permit like you do?
Yeah, that is a whole different can of worms. This will be my 17th year in Fort Pierce. The whole fleet is scattered between Fort Pierce and Sebastian, which is about 30 miles away. I've worked all of them for 17 years. I started in 1980. You know, I haven't done every year there, but this will be number 17. I've done well at thousands of coins. But in the water, you're right. You have to have special written permission. It's under admiralty claim, the whole thing. But on the beach, you're fine. Yeah. It's all free. Anybody can do it. And you get to keep whatever you find 100%. And let me tell you something. It's the only place in the world that I know of that has produced these what they're called royals.
Yeah.
Ada Scudo Royals. I had one back in the early 80s. I sold it for $44,000, and that was a nice hunk.
Wow.
Today, the last Ada Scudo Royal that went off at auction brought $375,000. And, you know, I'm not, they're rare, they're scarce, they're hard to get, but Fort Pierce is where they're coming from. I can't believe everybody in town doesn't have a metal detector.
Yeah, I'm hip. I mean, it sounds like if word was out, that's all you would see on the beach down there in Fort Pierce, right?
But absolutely.
So this is kind of like our
bad weather days, you know, because we get some pretty heavy seas, especially around the Sebastian Inlet, which is one of the worst in the country. So I hit the beaches then. Or if you got a bad storm, the beach is cutting, that's when you want to be there.
Okay, so that's the time to go. It's right after a big storm there in Fort Pierce. And are you alone, or is there a whole bunch of metal detector folks out there on the beach after a storm like that? What do you think?
Well, there's probably a couple hundred of them, because all the treasure hunters know just when to be there.
Right.
But so what? Every storm has produced a lot of nice stuff.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah. And there's a lot still to be found, evidently, in that neck of the woods, I guess. Is that right?
Absolutely. And if you find a nice piece of eight, nice silver coin, you've just paid for your metal detector. You probably paid for your vacation there in Fort Pierce even. But if you hit that one of those goldies, you just hit it big. And if you pick up a royal, you're rich.
Yeah, and that could happen right there on the beach. You wouldn't necessarily have to be off in the water to find one of these royals you're talking about, or what?
Oh, no, yeah, they are on the beach.
Hmm.
Like, I found there's a Douglas Beach, which is about 4 miles south of the Fort Pierce Inlet, which I go there a lot. I found two coins in the parking lot, and it wasn't because somebody dropped them. It was because that 1715 hurricane with, these 20-foot surges, wooden boats, Lord, they probably threw them all the way over into the intercoastal in some cases.
Hmm. Interesting. So, but are your odds better when you're going out on a underwater claim like you work all the time, or what,
yeah.
Carl? I would guess it is, right?
They are better.
Yeah. So how much money have you made over the years, or can you say, or is it even about the money for you? Because I know you're a big history buff maritime stuff.
I can give you a rough estimate.
Yeah.
I've probably recovered, I'm going to guess, around $10 million worth, and that's a legitimate figure.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people in the business that tend to exaggerate a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'd say about $10 million.
So is it about the money, though, for you, or is it about the history and the research and that kind of thing?
You know, the only reason I know what I know is because of Jack Haskins. Jack was the best researcher in the world, and in my opinion, the best treasure hunter. Jack is responsible for more Spanish treasure recovery than anybody in the whole world. He just didn't try to hog publicity. Well, he's been dead 2 years now. He left me everything.
Yeah.
A house, car, and 250,000 pages of archival research. And the King of Spain finally realized he was giving away billions of dollars worth of information. So 3-4 years ago, he cut it off. No more treasure hunters can get in the archives.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, Jack had thousands of pages that he collected every time he went over there. He'd do what people would pay him to go for.
Right.
But we need archival research now. I'm about the only game in town. I've had over 500 calls. We've only used two wrecks, and we hit them in record time.
Wow.
26 hours from the time we started to we were picking up the big silver bars and thousands of coins. That was just 18 months ago.
And, you know, Carl is featured in the new book, Pirate Hunters, which is released June 16th. That's a John Chatterton story where they find this ship in the Dominican Republic. And there's a great little section on it about you just talking just about that. He went to you because you had all that archival information that Jack had kept over the years that now you're kind of the proprietor of. So
Chatterton and I, we've been friends about 8 years, but here these last two or three, we've really started doing things together. And John Matera, Chatterton's partner, that's the two best guys, right? You know, I mean, just great. They come down here to the Keys often. That was here last week, and, you know, they mentioned Craig's Restaurant and the Pirate Hunters. And
yeah,
that's true. We go over there and eat the fish sandwiches. I showed it to Craig, and I said, oh, come on, man, you at least owe me one fish sandwich. He said, oh, I'll give you a 10% discount.
Yeah, well, they know you've made $10 million in treasure, so they figure you can pay for your own, I guess. Yes, maybe. Well, Carl, it is always a pleasure, my friend. And if they want more information on your stuff, they can go to your website, which is what?
CarlFusmer.com, or just Google me on Facebook and YouTube. I have a business manager now. He's got me everywhere.
There you go. Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive Master sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy. And this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
As part of its Women in Diving initiative, PADI is proud to present Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport. The purpose is simple: get more women together, involved, and interested in scuba diving. All are invited to participate in Women's Dive Day on July 18th. Women and men, let's make this a day of diving we can all enjoy together. Visit PADI.com/women-dive to find a dive or event in your area. That's PADI.com/women-dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know the fine for littering in the state of California, Chavez?
Yes, sir!
I don't care if the next guy is. I'm a California man. I'm a California man. I'm a California man.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and yes, I am a California man this weekend. Covering the scuba show in Long Beach, California. You'll hear all about it next week on the big show, and we will cover it accordingly. Now, one of the friends that are going to hook up with me there at the scuba show, and maybe hook up is not the proper term in this case, but we'll definitely be chatting, and that'll be my good friend Clay McCardle from Explore Ventures. Clay, how are you, buddy?
Dude, how are you doing today?
I am swell. You're on your way.
I'm getting into the California swing of things. You just say dude, right?
Exactly. You know, like, yo, dude, you got to sound more laid back. You were too excitable, though, when you said that.
All right, I'll work on
that. It's more like, dude, what's up, man? You know? Yeah, anyway. But, Clay, you're ready for this show. I mean, it's going to be a great show, I have a feeling, out there on the left coast. You think?
You know, every time I've been to it, it's been outstanding. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, Clay is a, you know, he's a big draw there at the Scuba Show, because one of the cool things he does with Explorer Ventures and Scuba Radio is we give away one of our Explorer Ventures liveaboard trips, and you're doing it once again. It keeps everybody very popular there at Explorer Ventures, especially at the booth there. You hear what I'm saying, Clay?
I've always been a firm believer in buying my friends.
Well, you do what you got to do. You know, Clay uses liveaboard trips. I have Scuba Radio T-shirts, but, you know, so he does get a little bit more juice than I do in that regard. But that's all good. It's all fine. And it's all about sharing our love of diving. And, you know, Explorer Ventures is the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. It is the company to go dive and just be pampered and just dive to your heart's content and probably put on a few pounds that you weren't planning on. But, hey, that's just part of the fun activity of going on a week-long liveaboard trip with our friends there at Explorer Ventures. Yeah, we're doing it again October 3rd. Are you going to join us on that trip in the Turks and Caicos this year, Clay, or do we know yet?
You know, I don't know yet, but I am certainly going to try, because, you know, going on a trip with you is, it's always interesting.
Well, you know, he says it's interesting, but he really wants to come on and protect his investment. That's really what he's trying to do. He obviously has a great sense of humor and is a fun guy to have on board with us. Yeah.
I'm the one that carries the locks for the alcohol cooler. So.
Yes. So we definitely get him liquored up first. So the rest of us can have a ball. Because, yeah, it's included in your price of admission on one of these liveaboard trips. So whether you go with us October 3rd in the Turks and Caicos or any of the other destinations like the Turks boat or the Saba St. Kitts itinerary, a lot of them have that, you know, that amenity included in the price. And I don't know, what kind of specials you got going on this right now that obviously will be promoted at the Scuba Show here in California this weekend? What do you think?
Yeah, we'll be promoting them at the Scuba Show along with some other show specials. You have to come by our booth and learn about them in Long Beach this weekend. But we've got a normal year of savings specials on several weeks on both Saba and St. Kitts itinerary Caribbean Explorer 2, as well as the Turks and Caicos itinerary aboard Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, and we've also got our free and easy weeks coming to the Caribbean this year. So what we'll do is. Pay for an airline lounge pass, pay for a hotel night before or after the trip, up to a certain amount so you can, relax a little bit while you're traveling and spend some additional time in the islands and, make it a much more enjoyable trip.
That's really nice. So the free and easy plan applies to which itinerary?
We're doing it on both the Caribbean itineraries this fall on certain weeks. So you can go to our website at www.explorerventures.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page, and we've got all the details there as well.
Yeah, you know, traveling to the destination is the only potential negative you have on one of these trips. And here, you guys are even taking it the extra mile to try to cover that base for folks. So it makes a big difference, for sure. And that's what they do there at Explorer Ventures. They're always about just spoiling these divers rotten. You know, I'm guessing that's why a lot of the other companies in the industry just don't like you anymore, because you just treat your people too well. You hear what I'm saying, Clay?
That must be it. I'm sure that's it.
A sign of true success, for sure. Now, so you can do the Caribbean Explorer 2. You can do the Turks and Caicos boat. All that stuff is at exploreventures.com. Of course, we got the other itineraries we ought to at least mention, the Maldives, Galapagos. How are they doing?
They're doing excellent. The Galapagos boat is keeping really busy, doing an outstanding job. We're looking forward to the high season coming up with the whale sharks as well as the hammerheads and all the other cool stuff you see in the Galapagos. Carpe Vita Explorer in the Maldives is going real well as well. We're coming up to the August, September, October high season, which ends up being our season which has really, really good diving. The currents are a lot less strong during that time of year. on average. The visibility is good. And just outstanding diving in that part of the world.
Excellent. 1-800-322-3577 to call Explore Ventures and book your trip. To book your trip now. Make sure you join us or consider joining us October 3rd in the Turks and Caicos. But whatever trip you book, you'll be a very happy camper. And, of course, exploreventures.com. Clay, I'll see you in California. You got to jump in a plane here in a few hours and fly out, right? So you're going to fly in your private plane out to the Long Beach show and arrive in California in style. Am I right?
That is the current plan.
So it'll depend on weather, or just you'll get up in the air and just decide, you know what, I'm just going to fly to Hawaii and skip it or something. It just you just got that kind of freedom when you're living large like that. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, Hawaii would be great. I'd run out of gas about a third of the way there, but it would be fun while it lasted.
Well, you'll have your gear and your dive gear in your plane, so you just do a dive and swim the rest of the way, maybe. I don't know. Well, you could do that in California, too. But, you know, Clay's a good guy to know. He has his own plane. He has his own liveaboard fleet, and he's a swell guy, too. So I look forward to hanging with you there in California, my friend, okay?
Sounds good. Look forward to seeing you again, Greg.
All right, and that'll do it for this week on The Big Show. Till next time, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.